There are nearly 200 different types of visas for people entering the U.S. This next story is about one of those visas, the U visa. It offers immigrants who are the victims of crimes protection from deportation in exchange for cooperating with the police. But the program is not working the way it's supposed to. That's what our partners at Reveal learned when reporter Laura Morell dug into it. She tells the story of one woman, Natalie Alcantara.
Natalie is originally from Honduras. Back home, she was an accountant, and she owned a home, and she had a pretty happy life. But like a lot of other residents in her country, she started getting death threats from local gangs, and they threatened her that if she didn't give them half of her paycheck, that they would kill her son, who at the time was 18 months old. Wow. So that's what brought her to the United States, and she settled in the city of Miami. But what ended up happening to Natalie is that a few months after coming here, she and her family were the victims of a really violent home invasion robbery at their house. There were two women, one armed with a gun, the other one with a knife. So she ended up giving them about $300 in cash, which was basically all the family had in savings at the time. And the women ran out the front door.
So Natalie flees these death threats in Honduras. She braves the overland trek north to the U.S. But then living in Miami in this supposedly safer world, she's robbed. Then what happened?
10 or 11 squad cars show up outside, and then police officers start putting crime scene tape around the house. And then TV reporters show up a few hours later to interview her about what happened.
Crime scene investigators came out here just a short time ago. They were taking pictures in the grass behind this home. And at this point, the investigation continues. Detectives really want to find these women.
And throughout all of this, Natalie cooperated with police. She followed up with them regularly. She invited them to her home where they showed her mugshots of potential suspects. She also called her stolen cell phone to see if the women would pick up. Mm. And when they did, she told the police right away to see if this might be a way for them to track down the suspects.
So this whole time that Natalie's cooperating with Miami police, she's undocumented, right?
Yeah, so she found out about the U visa through a friend. And basically what the U visa does is that it offers temporary status to victims of violent crimes that are cooperating with law enforcement. But Natalie's story shows that this doesn't always work the way that it should.
Yeah, how so? What happened in Natalie's case?
For victims to apply for the U visa, they need to have this document called a certification signed by the investigating agency. And basically what this form confirms is that A, they were the victim of a violent crime, and B, that they were helpful to law enforcement. But in Natalie's case, when she applied for the certification, her lawyer received a letter in the mail denying the request without any sort of explanation. And the lawyer ended up calling the department to learn more about what happened. And they told her that it was essentially because there wasn't an arrest in the case.
I mean, it sounds like she was cooperating, but because there was no arrest, I mean, that's it. Is that what the U visa hinges on?
Actually, it doesn't. The way Congress created the U visa, basically, the victim just has to be helpful in some way. And that doesn't mean that there has to be an arrest in the case. All it means is that the victim was willing to come forward and help investigators or prosecutors in any way that they could.
This is one case in Miami, Laura. What did you find out about other cases? Is like what happened to Natalie a trend?
Between 2016 and 2018, the department received 235 certification requests and only approved 27, which means that they were denying about 90% of cases.
Wow.
And I wanted to find out why, so I reached out to Miami Police Chief George Colina.
How do you plan to make sure that the approval rate improves or to make sure that you have a streamlined process for these requests coming in and for the consideration that they get?
I'm going to ask them to. So fortunately, I'm in a position here as the chief of police where I can find out. Because like I said, it's on us. We need to be mindful of the people that we're here to protect. Everyone.
So that's the situation in Miami, Laura. What about nationally?
So for the past 10 months, I've been looking into this question, right? And what I found is that law enforcement routinely undermine the U visa and block victims from applying for this relief. I reached out to more than 100 agencies around the country that serve large immigrant communities. And what I found is that nearly 1 in 4 have some sort of additional barrier in place that goes beyond what the U visa criteria asks for. So basically, victims are at the mercy of whatever internal rules law enforcement choose to abide by.
Yeah. Why aren't police departments around the country more engaged with the U visa program?
The main thing that lawyers and advocates I spoke to told me is that they suspect some of this might be the anti-immigrant sentiment that's becoming more mainstream in the country right now. And another part of it might just be a lack of understanding about how the U visa works. There's this one officer I spoke to at the San Francisco Police Department who does trainings around the country. And one of the most common questions he gets from officers is, if I sign this paper, am I granting this person status? And that's not how it works at all. This paper is just one of several that victims have to turn in to even apply for this relief. So there's really a lot of misconceptions out there about it. And the U visa was created by Congress in order to help police departments build trust with the immigrant community. It was meant to be a crime-fighting tool for law enforcement. And when law enforcement agencies don't take advantage of it, then a lot of experts I talked to said that their communities are less safe because of it.
As for Natalie, who helped investigate the crime on her and the police who didn't kind of support her with her visa process, where is she now?
So Natalie is still in Florida. She's with her partner, and they have three kids now. And they're trying to move on with their lives. Her toddler son, who witnessed the robbery, lost most of his vocabulary, and she ended up having to take him to speech therapy. He would burst into tears when he saw people in dark clothes, because I guess it reminded him about the robbers. She still feels some of the effects sometimes. She told me that she has a hard time being alone because she still gets scared. So when she's home with the kids after they get home from school, she grabs a chair from the dining room and puts it against the front door. So that way, if someone does try to come in, she'll be able to hear them and be alerted to what's going on.
Laura, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Laura Morell is a reporter with our partner Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Read Laura's deep dive into the problems with the U visa program on our website. That's theworld.org.